The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, December the 20th. We've got two topics today. We're going to talk about MU gynecology oncology and then First Night Columbia. Let's start, first of all, with Dr. Mark Hunter. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thanks. Good
Mark,
to see you again,
Paul. MU gynecology oncology. And we were talking before we went on, five preventable cancers is what you wanted to
bring up. Right. We have a top program there. We do most of our surgeries now with the robot. So we get women in and out and home and recovering very quickly. We can treat the cancers and treat them well. But really what I want to talk about is the fact that the five cancers we treat in many ways are preventable. So we treat ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, cervical, vaginal, vulvar cancer.
And they are preventable?
They're preventable in a lot of ways. I'll tell you, number one, ovarian cancer is preventable in one way in that birth control pills taken at any point in a woman's life, particularly in the young woman's life, for 5 years can reduce the risk of ovarian cancer by 50%.
Okay.
And many people don't know that. Uterine cancer is highly tied with weight. And so the heavier a woman is, the more likely she is to get uterine cancer. And so it's certainly preventable in keeping a healthy diet and keeping a healthy weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have cervical, vaginal, and vulvar cancer. You know, these are interesting because most people don't know this, but they are very closely tied to smoking. So I have very few women in my who come into my clinic with vulvar or vaginal cancer or even cervical cancer who don't smoke. They almost all smoke. And we know that that risk factor is intimately tied with that cancer. But we also have a vaccine now. The vaccine is certainly well proven to prevent cervical cancer and vulvar cancer, and we suspect that it will also prevent vaginal cancer.
Why is smoking tied to that? You think of smoking as heart disease and lung cancer?
Right. Well, it turns out that it's not just the cigarette smoke in the fact that it exposes your lungs and the alveoli in the lungs to the actual smoke, but the toxins that get filtered through the lungs and travel throughout the body are carcinogenic themselves. And they, in fact, increase the risk of those other cancers, particularly in the female genital tract.
If someone has smoked all of their life and they hear this interview today and they decide they're going to stop, how long does it take to get those poisons out of the system?
We don't have a good answer for that. I mean, in general, you think that the poisons, that they go away fairly quickly, but the genetic errors that accumulate as a result of many, many years of smoking, those are generally permanent. And so the risk remains high even for women who are no longer smoking.
But if you stop smoking now, you stand a better chance.
A far better chance. And in fact, women who are diagnosed with cancer, any one of these cancers who quits smoking has a much better chance of surviving that cancer.
For more information, what's the number people can call?
573-882-1057 is the number for our clinic.
Okay. Dr. Mark Hunter, thank you so much for coming
back. Thank you.
Very interesting. And hopefully we helped save somebody's life today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming by. Now, we turn to what's happening in Columbia on December the 31st, and that is First Night Columbia. And we've got Jana Kersel with us. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
And you're responsible for organizing this and putting it all together.
Yeah.
How many different entertaining venues do you have?
We have 12 venues, and they're all throughout the district in downtown Columbia.
Oh, so everything is in the district this
Everything's in the district, and it makes it lots easier on people, especially if the weather's cold. They can just, I try to design it so that each venue has lots of fun, that they can just go in and nest in one venue, or they can wander from venue to venue.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned yesterday, but on December 30th, the day before New Year's Eve, we're going to have the Beethoven family on Radio Friend.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, they're
get
so,
ready.
They're
yeah.
so good. Yeah. They are so good. But who are some of the other who are some of the others that you have?
Well, this year we have a theme and a sub-theme. The theme was created by Anna Shields, and her art is also what we're using this year. Make Some Noise. So it's going to be a very rowdy, fun, lively first night. And the sub theme is...
When you say rowdy, though, this is all family fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about rowdy.
No. Rowdy, lively fun.
Right.
Very family-friendly fun. And then the sub-theme is Local Explosion. I'm dedicating all the stages this year to our local arts community.
Oh,
so,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's
that's
great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you know off the top of your head how many different entertainers that you have?
Well, you know, I really haven't sit down and counted them, but I know that we have entertainment going from 7 to midnight in, you know, several locations all evening long.
You want to name it, a few of them?
Sure. Mid-Missouri High Steppers will kick off the evening over at the Missouri Theater, and mm-hmm. then the Beethovens.
Yeah, the Beethovens with Sutu Forte.
Yes.
Right.
Don Weber and the Electro-Funk Assembly. Dawn is just an amazing little front woman that, I mean, just blows me away. So she's going to be a new face for a lot of people.
And the electric funk?
Electro-funk assembly.
What kind of music is
this? It's funk, and it's... and
okay.
She features one of the Unken brothers. There's two of
the Unken brothers.
Unken brothers are going to be at first night this year. And there's one of them that's going to be on the Swampweed Cajun band stage. And then Christian is on Don Weber's stage.
Okay.
And so we'll have the Unken brothers there this year. They're great. But probably one of the biggest highlights is the reunion of the People's Republic of Klezmerica.
Okay.
So it's going to be a lot of...
And where will they... They'll be at the Missouri
Theater.
They'll
be at Missouri Theater, also over at Missouri United Methodist.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, at midnight, you have the big fireworks
we
display.
We do. We have two processions, lots of children's activities. Children's procession at 9:15 at City Hall Building. And then at midnight, we'll have the People's Procession that'll start from Missouri Theater and go to the Courthouse Square. And fireworks for both occasions. We have the teen venue's going to be over at First Christian. Daryl Bascom's bringing in a teen videology this year, as well as the children's videology that we did last year. So a lot of fun. And don't forget the 5K run walk.
Tell me about the 5K run walk.
4 o'clock in front of Cycle Extreme, and it's coordinated by the Columbia Track Club. And great way to start your new year.
So how do you keep all of this straight?
That's a good question, Paul.
Okay, the buttons, you can buy a button.
Yes.
And it's good for all the venues throughout the evening.
And buttons went on sale December 1st. And so we want to, you know, really talk about that just real quickly, because if you get your button early, you get a discount.
Okay.
Children 7 and under are free. But if you get your button early, then, and also we have a drawing this year that the early button buyers are eligible for prizes.
Go to www.gocolumbiamo.com and you can get
First Night Columbia.
First Night Columbia.
www.firstnightcolumbia.org.
Okay, all right. Thank you so
Paul.
Much for coming by. Tomorrow, singer-songwriter Larry Brown with Christmas. Our director is Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.